recommendation to the county commission.
So we have a motion and second to recommend to the commission to keep ADR. Any discussion? Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Now, Devin, do we need to get this approved before he does something now, or you think you have funds that...
No, we got our budget approved, and there's $5,000 in the transportation board.
Okay, so just to select him to update now, it's going to be all right.
Like I said, we do a task.
Well, yeah.
But that may have ended at the end of the old appropriation. So you may be past that agreement.
That agreement's done, and we'll have to do a new agreement, but they budget $5,000 every year.
All right, well, if you do something between the old agreement and the new agreement, are you going to get paid?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'll put together a new agreement and have it approved before we do these updates.
Okay, gosh. That's all I want to be clear about, so that...
You want to make sure everybody holds.
Well, I know we don't approve something on public record that is illegal.
Yeah, overstep our boundary system. Okay, moving on to Devin, do you have any Tane County updates that we have covered?
Chief's Plant Bridge, like I said, we've tried to schedule a four on it for 3 weeks. That's the roller coaster on the temperatures. We scheduled for Monday the 31st to pour it, and that one will be pretty well done. Goodnight Hollow, another one we've had to keep rescheduling because of the water. It takes forever to go down. I've got the boxes ready to go, and now we're scheduled with a crane for the 3rd of February. That would be that branch right off of the main bridge, and then them people up there should be in good shape. Thunder Road, the one I got the flap grant on, during the archaeology, they found some chips of a rock that was used to make an arrowhead. So now we're waiting on approval, but I recommended that we go over it to better protect it instead of digging in. So I'm waiting on approval for it so we can move forward with that.
Okay. What's going to jump through over this stuff?
It's crazy. A hell bender held it up for quite a while. Then the water went down and the hell bender went away.
That's what our project is out there on, going across the conservation area.
And in those areas between April and November, due to the bats, you're not allowed to remove any or nothing.
They gave me a damn stuffed bat that's hanging by my desk because the dang bat caused me more trouble than anything. So now I have that hanging by my desk to remind me.
Yeah, we missed our window last year on our water project out there at Shepherd Hills. Couldn't dig, so we can't dig again until October, I think.
Yeah, in the spring it's hard to do with the aquatics.
Yeah, this is some lizard out there. It's a mating season or something. Crazy.
But other than that, right now we're doing brush cleaning and clearing and ditch cleaning for 75 miles for this year.
What do we want to do with Expressway as we come up to our city limits? Because Boyce is stockpiling fill that could get across that gap, but we have no plan. Travis has been contracted to finish our utility lines across there so that if we're ready to go, we can.
I'll find out an update on that section and see where we're at.
Okay. So we do have platted the right-of-way right to that point. And that is Mr. Poindexter's done. All of our stuff with him is done. It's not done right, but it's done. Well, it's 100 foot of right-of-way, and there's going to be fill slopes there. So I know it's going to get off the right-of-way. And so we're going to probably have to get a little more right-of-way from him, but I want to make him really happy before we ask him for some more. Which is costing us $250,000 to put all the water and sewer into his property. But the value of that right-of-way is almost $600,000.
Seems like a fair trade.
Well, it is, but doesn't make it any easier. So anyway, but it's there. And all of this fill is mounting up, and I don't want him to come out there and have a heart attack when he sees his lots under 30 feet of fill, because in about 2 days, that could be pushed out and compacted down and gone.
Has Voice completely changed names yet?
Yes.
Yep.
You'll still see equipment marked Voice, but they're Emery Sapp and Son.
What did they change them to?
Emery Sapp and Son, Block Voice.
Oh.
ESS.
I think Tom was going to be with them for a couple of years after closing.
Any updates on expressway funding? Rita or anybody here?
I don't have it.
On the funding
part?
Right now, we're still doing the right-of-way and environmental. And then when we get to that point, I mean, I want to go to the commission and recommend we put in for another grant, because if you get through those two obstacles, there should be no reason to say no.
That will give us a much stronger... Actually, if we'd have had this done this last time, we'd have got it.
Yeah.
We would have.
They're not going to give money if you don't even have the property.
Right.
That's my thought.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, Mr. Poindexter is case in point. If they see this is really going to be something, they'll do it like that. And he had some $3.50 a square foot land that now is $7 a square foot, with nothing to do from him other than give up a piece of it so that this could happen and double his money. So other people will be able to do that same thing. Plus, Devin, I don't know what the change in the Rittenhouse family is going to mean to all of this.
When I met with Don, I mean, Rhonda was there,
okay.
So hopefully she'll follow through with what Don agreed to.
Okay. I almost want to think Rhonda would be a little more, progressive, I don't know. But if you can get Don and Francis to approve it, I would imagine Rhonda.
That was never an issue.
Do you have anything, Rick, as far as look out of data and what we've already covered?
No. No.
Okay. Anything to call it or new business?
The thing I've got is Highway 76, they're starting to set the transformers out there now. White River Electric is the underground power line. They've already got the cable pulled and everything under wire. And CenturyLink and SunLink's going to start in the next couple of weeks on their putting their wire down, fiber and stuff. So they're planning to have everything done, power poles down and wires down. And
Eric Presley's in the Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm. Presley's, yep. Mid-April, weather permitting. You know. Anytime it gets below 20 degrees, they can't pull the wire. It gets too hard and brittle.
So they'll be able to showcase that as a completed project.
Yeah, well, we got several, I think, 20-some street lights and pedestrian lights. We're getting ready to bid out to get that installed right on the tail end of this to get the, because it'll be dark down there to take the power.
That'll be on, that'll be before April for the street lights, or will that be after?
We'll hope to come right in on the tail end of them. So as they get out of our way, we're going to, award the contract to some electrical contractor to get all that installed. We've got all the lights and everything.
Where Boschetti is, that's complete, right? Does it not have the power? It may not have the power poles then.
No, they're not.
Got all the sidewalk and the interactive stuff.
Yeah.
So this will be the first that has the power poles down,
yep.
Sidewalks, yep. Interactive displays.
Yep.
It'll be the showcase.
Right.
What it's going to look like.
And then February 3rd, we're having a presentation, Don McConney show from three engineering firms that we've got RFQs for, qualifications for, to design the next segments 1 and segments 2, which is from Shepherd of the Hills to the Ferris wheel. that'll be under design there for the new sidewalks and undergrounding and all that stuff.
Right, also past the turn off the Ballparks of America, all the way down.
Yeah,
the end.
Right, all the way to Ferrisville, yeah.
Heath, I don't know how much I should dabble in you guys' affairs, but if I were you, and
dabble all you want.
Well,
that would hurt my feelings.
You know, you guys have taken some bloody noses and black eyes over some of this stuff, and now when it's really happening, and if you're just really quiet and it just goes away, nobody is going to know that you're doing good things. All they remember is that things didn't go well. So once you're sure that this is really going to be doing it, they're starting to pull wire and stuff really happening. A little press release.
I'm ready to get that done. And I don't know what the pushback is, Rick. I really don't. But, you know, I emailed the CID board and their representative to notify all of the people on that section what's happening every week. They get an update from me.
Okay. And, well, then get a copy. Get yourself on that distribution list to make sure they're really doing that.
Yeah.
But this is one that you can snatch.
They need to be beating their drum, don't they?
Defeat from the draws of victory if you don't go do this.
Yeah.
And thank you. It's a great opportunity to get some positive press on this.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
Now, not everybody will be positive.
Oh, no. You're
screw them.
Yeah.
The rest of them. Good news would be good news.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you think Branson Hills being populated, that 76 just got a lot of new bills.
Oh, gosh. It's going crazy,
all
too.
Them, yeah.
It's going crazy, too. Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's talking about another subdivision this morning. I can't remember what's the name of it. Karen was involved with it. Best. She was involved with the property sale and acquisition there off of Epps Road. Just up the hill there from the park turn in right there. If you're coming across Rowar Creek, start up the hill back toward 248. They're on the right, that big track of land there. It's looking at possibly a gated community going in there.
Has it been published the plan on site on the website?
No, we just had the kind of a, we call it the open for business meeting for new development potential kickoff. You know.
And tonight at City Council, you're going to, is it tonight or tomorrow night? Is it with City Council?
Tonight.
Tonight. Okay, you're going to hear about another possible student housing deal.
Okay.
From Jonas. So
if we can get rid of that old high school, that'll be a thorn out of my side.
This isn't, well, I agree with you.
That's where I went to high school.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, this won't be that. It'll be a different tract of land, but it's a city-owned piece of land that if that can work,
yeah,
you can make some more progress, but all of that stuff comes with transportation through costs. So.
Yeah. Tell me how much I spent on plexiglass and plywood on that old school up there to keep the people out. And they don't just open the door and let them in there.
Sometimes it's easier. Just
it is.
Nothing
it
there you want to come in.
It is.
Carlos, did you have an update on the turn lanes you'd like to give or your safety improvement?
As I mentioned last time, we did engage, the school district did engage Great River in doing a traffic study. Both the historical and future as far as counts and accidents and deaths and all that stuff. So they completed the report. We sent it off to, as a matter of fact, I signed a letter last week, and they have sent that off to MoDOT, to Beth Schaller and some up at Springfield. I don't know what cryptocurrency is, but I have more faith in it than I do MoDOT.
Right now, neither one of them are performing very well. Sorry.
Well, history proves a lot, and you know, I've been doing this for several years, trying to get somewhere with them, but I've come to the realization that it's the heavy lifting, and everything's going to be done locally if we want to do anything. So we appreciate the county looking to come alongside the school district to get this done to improve the safety for students and for teachers along East 76. So we're hoping to do a two-part, and it will be over several years because of just the way it's situated. But the letter that we sent last week was